Blog Talk Radio.
You know, I just come on stage at one of the big blues shows, and a lady come up to me, she said, "Mr. Rob, I gotta ask a favor of you." I said, "What is it, sis?" She said, "Before we leave tonight, would you have a little moment of prayer with me?" I said, "Yes, ma'am, I ain't got no problem with that." I said, "But what we gonna be praying about?" She said, "Well, Mr. Rob, I'm just going through it." She said, "I'm catching hell right now." She said, "My sons, they've been out there fooling with them drugs and trying to thug and about to go to penitentiary. And my daughter, she got two babies and she ain't taking care of them, so I got to step in and do what's right." She said, "And then I met this guy, he's a real nice guy," she said, "but he lied to me. I didn't know he had nobody, so now living the life of being a side piece," she said. "I wasn't raised like that, Mr. Rob, and to be honest, I just feel so ashamed, kind of like depressed." She said, "Then my friend girls, they talk about me so bad." She said, "It's like I'm even scared to go to church, because folks around here, they just been whispering and everybody know my business." I said, "You tell them all one thing.
Please don't judge me.
Stop trying to judge me.
God is not finished with me yet.
He's still working on us all.
Don't you try to judge me. No. He's not through with me.
God's not finished with me yet." You know, I once heard a song say, "Sweep around your own front door." And that's a true statement. If we spend more time
and brothers,
amen.
As always, we are truly be glad to be back here in the house of the Lord once more and again. Brody, what do you mean the house of the Lord? This a show. This ain't no the house of the Lord. Oh, yes, it is. For the next hour, 45 minutes, however long we may hold your attention today, we're going to be in the house of the Lord. Brody, I want to hear what you're saying. This is not a church. This is a show. A.T., up on this rock, I build my church.
And the gates of hell shall not prevail against it.
Amen. So we're going to have church today. We're going to have church for a little while today. You know, I spoke with you brothers and sisters yesterday. Well, a little quick snippet, as we, my brother like to call it, the appetizer. And I asked my brothers a question. I asked a question. I said, "Are you in line? Do you know the Lamb of God?" I heard preacher say this a short while ago. The preacher says that the Lamb, back in the biblical days, you died for the Lamb.
Mm-hmm.
Fast forward to the New Testament. The Lamb died for you. What do you mean, Bro Tim? Bro D, Sister Man, what is he talking about? He got me baffled. I'm confused. I don't understand what he's saying. Well, Sister and Brother, I told you yesterday that Jesus is the Lamb of God.
Yes.
You know, once a year they would kill a lamb. And they would get the freshest lamb. In other words, they'd get the youngest lamb they could find, because his blood would be considered to be the purest. And they would kill it. And it would be like an atonement, according to Scripture. It was an atonement for your sin. It was what they put up to take away your sin. But it couldn't sustain your sin, couldn't hold. It would have to be constantly redone. Over and over again.
All right, now.
But when Jesus came and he took your sin to a place called Calvary and nailed them to the cross, Jesus can't go back again to the cross. Jesus came then to redeem man of his sin.
Mm-hmm.
When he come back again, he going to be coming to tell you one or two things.
Mm-hmm.
Well done, or depart from me. Now, all Brother D is trying to tell you in this little short snippet that I got for you today is that if and you truly, now, see, it's up to you, but if and sister and brother, you truly believe in God's word, oh, you say you do. I've talked to men that tell me, oh, I believe in the Bible, but you just made your first mistake right there.
All right.
I believe in God, but. See, God don't deal in the buts.
All right, man.
He's just not going to accept that. And you all have heard me say many and many times that I believe to my heart that some of us believe we got this magical excuse that we're going to be able to give my Lord and Savior on the day of judgment. And he's going to say, well, you know what? That's acceptable. Come on in. But, brothers and sisters, we here today to let you know that there's no excuse. In fact, there's a song that a song to be a long, long time ago said, there's no excuse for not serving the Lord. It's just no excuse.
All right, man.
You have too much in front of you to be able to show you the way.
Yeah.
And that's what we're going to try to do today. We're going to try to give you some little more of God through the word. We're going to try to get, listen to this here. I'm going to give this again. I guess he is. I'm going to give this to you again. I'm gone after this here. It says, behold the Lamb of God, who taketh away the sin of the world.
Mm-hmm.
But he doesn't mean that every person in this world is saved. He means every person in this world will be saved if, see, he don't deal in it, but he'll let you levitate it and gravitate in it. In the if factor. He don't deal in the but factor. Look what he said. He said, if they believe in Jesus.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you got to follow him. In other words, what we're trying to tell you, you can't just stand up and say, I believe in Jesus the Christ. I believe in God. And continue to live a rot gut sinful life that you've been living all your life.
Well,
you just cannot continue to do things your way, stay on the road to damnation that you've been on all your life, and think that you're going to make it in by just simply saying, oh, I believe in God. The Bible says faith without works, what is it, T?
It's dead.
Is what?
It's dead.
It's dead.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say again, faith without works,
it's dead.
So in other words, salvation is free, but you got to work for it.
Mm-hmm.
Even though it's free.
Mm-hmm.
Well, dear, I don't understand what you mean when you say I got to work for something that's free. Oh, it's free. Jesus gave it to you. He gave it to you when he pierced him in the side. He gave it to you when he pierced him in the hand. Or he gave it to you when he pierced him in the feet. He gave it to you when he hung him on the cross. He gave it to you. It was a gift to you. Well, why I got to work for it? I don't know what you mean, why I got to work for it. Oh, you got to do the things that it takes to stay safe. You got to change your way of walking. You got to change your way of talking. You can't go to places you used to go. I can't do the things that I used to do. I used to smoke crack cocaine. I can't do it now. I used to stay drunk all the time. I used to be a homemonger. I can't do those things now. That's what I'm trying to tell you. It is free, but you got to earn it. But you got to
earn it.
You got to give up some things to receive some things. You all heard
me
say once before that when you ask the Lord for strength, sometimes God will put trouble in your life. He'll give you trouble to strengthen you. Oh, the Lamb of God. You ought to just tell God. Thank you. Brother, you're going to get out of here. I hope and pray that we said
thank
something today that's going to touch someone's heart today. Hoping and praying that we will touch someone's heart. Give them your mind to want to come in at the cold and say, thank you, Jesus. So glad that you saved my life. So glad that you didn't take me when I was in a world of sin. So glad that you gave me another chance. You gave me another opportunity to come in and say, Lord, I surrender. I surrender to you,
Lord.
And I've been out here on this limb long enough. Instead of sawing the limb off behind me, but thanks be to God, you took the saw and put it in front of me. And now I can walk the walk of faith.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. At this time, we're going to ask Sister Mary Monty if she would lead us in a word of prayer. And after that, we're going to bring you the speaker in his own way. Amen.
Father God, right now, Father, in the name of your Son, Jesus, Lord, we thank you for this day, Father God. We thank you for blessing us, waking us up this morning, keeping us in a safe and sound mind, God. Father God, we thank you for protecting us with a thing of love, Father God. Let us know that you love us every day of our lives. Father God, we just thank you. Father God, and we ask you to bless the service on today. Bless the message. Bless the messenger. Father God, we ask you to strengthen him, touch him, anoint him, Father God. Father God, and let the word go out, Father God, and let it be food for our souls. Father God, and we know you're able, Father God. Strengthen him, Lord. Lord, we know you're able, Father God. We thank you for the word, Father God. We thank you for each and every listener today. Father God, we thank you for all things. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Thank God.
Amen. Amen. At this time, we're going to turn the floor to the speaker. Bro Tim, are you there?
Yes.
Amen.
Amen. Make sure I was on. Well, thank you, Brother D. Thank you, Sister Marion. I'm trying to get it together here. So I just wanted to tell you, I'm going to be coming from the book of Genesis, and I'm going to be coming little snippets and pieces that's going to explain what I'm talking about from Genesis 37 through Genesis 50, just little snippets. And this is about the life of Joseph. And I wanted to tell you guys that, you know, what my title is saying is that it's not always reaching your destination in this life. It's not always that. But it is the journey that you're on, that you go through while you're on your way to your destination. The Brother D always should tell us a thing about you've got no control over your birth date, and you got no control over your death date. But that little dash in the middle, what did you do with the dash?
Man.
Joseph had a life that explains us. It gives us an example of what we go through in this life. This young man was about 17 years old, and his father was named Jacob. But God, after when he wrestled with the Lord, he changed his name from God can do those kind of things. He changed his name from Jacob to Israel, in which we know that that means that Jacob means let God prevail. And that's what we got to see. Your names mean something in the Bible back in the day. It meant something. So you just don't name your child or your loved one some weird name or something because it meant something. So Joseph, about 17 years old, and his father loved him because he was he had Joseph in his old age. And his brothers and them didn't quite like Joseph because they were jealous of him. When you want to really see hatred, when people supposed to love you and you supposed to be my brother, and Joseph, being a little arrogant, you know, he got a little cocky, and he would tell his brothers and them that one day you're going to bow down to me. One day I'm going to lord over you. And they hated him because, first of all, they were jealous that he was their dad's favorite, in which we shouldn't have favoritism between our children. Love them all the same. And yeah, you're going to have a little something, but don't make it obvious like Jacob did. And he just loved Joseph so much. And he just made him his special one. So next thing you know, Joseph has a dream, and he tells his brothers and them the dream. They hated him even the more, because that dream was to tell them that they would one day bow down to him. And so what I'm trying to tell you, my brothers and sisters, in this life that we go through this journey, you're going to find haters. You're going to find people and situations, pain and death, things that that'll try to distract you from getting to your destination. But that's the journey that you're on. And if you allow God to lead you in your journey, then you know that you're going to make it to your destination. He's not a liar. He doesn't make promises that he can't keep. And he uses those who are faithful to him. He rewards them who are faithful to them. He brings those who are faithful to him, he brings them out. And all you got to do is be faithful and true to his word. Be faithful and true to your God.
All right.
And so this is the kind of thing that we have to realize, that God uses people in many ways. He allows situations and things to come into your life to sometimes break you in order so that he can show you that I love you. Sometimes we get so cocky and puffed up in ourselves, like Jacob did, that we think we are so special, and that we cause other people to look at you and say, I can't stand that person. He's so arrogant. And that's what happened with Joseph, and he had to be broken a little bit, but God gave him a dream, but he had to be broken a little bit down through the journey. And we didn't know, you never know why you go through pains and suffering. You never know why you have all these issues and drama and people in your life that hate on you. So Joseph had to deal with his brothers, and one day his brothers and them got so fed up with him when his dad told him, go and see about what they're doing with the flock. And he did, and they thought and they plotted. They saw him coming. They said, we want to kill him. His brother Reuben said, no, let's not kill him. After they threw him in the system, that what he said is that, what do we gain from this? Just killing him. So they decided to sell him when the Midianites was coming by. They snatched him up out the ditch, and they sold their brother, took his coat, the wonderful little robe that his dad had made for him, all the multicolors, all adorned. It was a beautiful robe. And so it made him like almost like a king, made him feel special. And they took that robe, and I'm going to show you how people are plot on you to make sure that they take you out. The Midianites, when they sold Joseph to the Midianites and took his robe, killed a goat, put blood on it, and took it to his dad and said, hey, a wild animal got your son. And he just cried and wept, and it broke his heart. Because, see, look what you do. The things that you do that are so evil, look at the pain and the suffering that it brought on to their dad. And so when the Midianites sold Joseph, they took him and sold him in Egypt to Potiphar. And when Potiphar got the young man, he realized that God was with this young man. Something was special about this young man. So from that point on, once he was sold to Potiphar, he put little Joseph in charge because he saw all the little things that were going on. And so what ended up happening, he put him in charge. His whole household, everything he owned was blessed. See, when you're God's servant, when you are God's man and woman, you can be on your job where there's hell. You can be in your house where there's hell. You can be in your community where there's hell. But you always will shine, and God will always bless. And all the people around you get blessed because you're there. And that's what ended up happening right here. He put him in charge of everything he had. He said everything he could be in charge of except for what? His wife. And then one day, Joseph, being a young man, I'm just going to give you a little snippet. He was well-built, handsome, good-looking, muscles everywhere and all those kind of things. And Potiphar's wife, being full of carnality, being full of foolishness, decided that she wanted to sleep with Joseph. And she told him to come and to bed with me. And he refused. And he said, my master has withheld nothing from me except you, because you are his wife. See, Joseph knew. And he kept it just like he should have. How could I do such a wicked thing and sin against God? It wasn't just a sin against his master, Pharaoh. He was Potiphar. He was sinning against God. And see, that's why we sometimes miss that. And so what ended up happening, she got all upset with Joseph because he wouldn't sleep with her. Ain't that something? And he tried to. And sometimes in life, when trouble comes your way, it's not that you're a sissy. It doesn't mean that you're a wimp. It doesn't mean that you're scared. You just got to, sometimes the Bible tells you, you got to flee. And she came to Joseph when all the servants were gone, and she tried to seduce him. And what she did, mm-hmm. she grabbed him, and Joseph took off and ran. And his cloak, his robe was pulled off him, and he ran out the house. And she's screaming and hollering that Joseph tried to rape her. Well, quite naturally, Potiphar got upset, and he had put Joseph in jail. Now watch this. See, all this is going through his life. Now, all of a sudden, he's locked up in the dungeon with all the rest of the criminals and did nothing but just be faithful to God. But God always going to bring a way, make a way out of no way for you.
Yes,
and the old cupbearer and the baker was there, and they end up finding out they got out, and Joseph let them know they were going to get out, and they did. And so Pharaoh had a dream, and nobody could interpret the dream. They reminded him about Joseph, and when Joseph and they had forgot about him, you know, they had forgot about, but when they did, they finally got there, and when he interpreted the dream, Joseph was put in charge of all of Egypt. Oh my goodness, in charge of all of Egypt. And we just slide on down through the Bible a little bit, and we'll see that when he got there and he was in charge, when the famine came, he had already plotted and planned strategically all the wheat and the grain. He was storing it up and storing it up and storing it up for everyone. And that's what God had put in his heart. And you think about all the things that you went through in your life, that you have been thrown in the dungeon, lied on and mistreated and put in prison for things that you never done. Your brothers and your sisters and your family hate you because God has spoke something into your life. He might not have should have told it, but that's how we learn through the Bible other people's mistakes. Joseph was a good man. He loved God, and he said, how could I do sinful things to God when he's blessed me with so much? Okay, so now he's in charge of all of Egypt. Second in command, no other one higher. But this man was in the dungeon. He was a prisoner. He, you know what I'm saying, brother? He had a second chance. Sometimes we have to get your record expunged. And you know how you get it expunged?
Come on now.
God cleaned
up
your record, and he made a way for this man to be in charge of all of Egypt.
Yes, he
did. Pharaoh just sat back and watched this young man. He said, God is with this boy. You know what I'm saying? So these are the kind of things that we have to realize, and that he allowed his brothers and them. They came with food, with their livestock to buy grain and food because there was a famine in the land. Didn't know that Joseph was in charge. The same one that you sold and the thing that you wanted to do evil with, and the one that you had conspired and brought on pain to your father, you know, now he's in charge, sitting on the throne. God took you from a nobody, took you from a nobody, and took you to the top. But sometimes we have to go through the pain and suffering, and sometimes we don't want to go through. Let me tell you how I feel about some. One day, everybody would say, I pray and ask God. Sometimes I was afraid to pray to God. So you know why? Because I didn't want to go through the test. But sometimes you have to realize God in my life, I realize God is in charge. He ain't doing nothing to hurt me. He's doing things to help me and guide me and lead me. And sometimes you need to be corrected. And so this is the kind of thing I want to show you in this lesson, that Joseph, being all that he was, he kept the faith, and God was going to bring him out. And when they came to see Joseph, they came to buy, and Joseph was there, and he basically, I'm going to shorten it up. When they saw Joseph, they were afraid. They didn't know what to do because they thought that he would remember and kill them. But he didn't. He sent them back a couple of times on the second journey. He said, leave one brother and go get your father. Bring him here. And when they brought him to him, then they were able to see that they were one day going to bow down to him. The dream started to come true now. They seen it. And Joseph didn't do anything to hurt them. He just wanted, and he started weeping and crying when he made himself known to them. And over in there, we get way over like in Genesis 50, and we're going to get over to like 19. And Joseph said to them, don't be afraid. Am I in God's place to judge them and crucify them and put them to death? Not that they didn't deserve it, because they had already tried to plot to kill him. They had already brought pain and suffering to their father and to let them thinking that his son, the one he loved, was dead. But they didn't care about that. All they cared about was themselves. Joseph said to them, am I in the place of God? You intended it to harm me. But
yes,
God intended To accomplish what is now being done. See, the dream, God fulfilled it through Joseph's suffering, all through his life. He said, not about the destination I'm going to get you there, but it was the journey that he had to go through to get to that doggone destination.
I like that.
Saving many lives. See, it wasn't just about Joseph. It really wasn't just about his family, but it was about all of Egypt, because guess what he did? He stored up enough food so when the famine came, they had enough. All the city, the whole Egypt had enough to survive off of. And it just reminds me when old Paul said one time, he said, when they were on a ship going to another destination, he told them not to go because it was a hurricane season. And he told them not to go. They wanted to go anyway. We are sailors. But when they started going through, they tried to throw all the cargo off. And Joseph and Paul told him, he said, if you had to listen to me, we wouldn't be in this situation right now. And so when he told him, he said, one thing I got to tell you, don't tell everybody to get in lifeboats and all that. He said, we're all going to make it to that side. We're all going to be on boards and pieces, but no one's going to be lost. See, the man of God, the woman of God, people who are in touch with God, God speaks to you. He can take your life and take you through hell and bring you out so you will be a benefactor for other people, that they'll see that your life is good, that God will bring you out. And that's what I'm just trying to say. So Joseph says, so then don't be afraid. I will provide for you and your children all the way to the next generation. He's already, God has already worked it out. And he said, and I reasoned then and spoke kindly to them. So what he said is that Joseph said, you meant it for evil, and God meant it for good.
Am I
in the place of God to crucify you and tear you down and point my finger at you? I could just speak the word and you be killed right here, right now. But that ain't what I do. Joseph had love in his heart. And so God took him through things so that he could be a wonderful benefit to all of Egypt and all those around him. Everything that he touched, it was good. God was there and blessed him. And all Pharaoh had to do was sit back and relax. And so what I'm trying to tell you, you may be in the gutter today, but God has a plan for you over in Jeremiah tells you that he doesn't want to hurt you. He wants you to prosper. He just want to bless you. So in order to get the benefits from all of that, you got to be saved. You got to be God's man and God's woman. So guess what you got to do? You got to go through Romans 10. And it ain't real hard. All what I'm trying to tell you, my brothers and sisters, I want to make it plain to you that everybody will go through something. But what did you learn? Did you benefit? Did you help somebody? Before you die, can you look back and recollect in your mind, did I help someone? Did I help a little young man? Did I teach my children? Did I help my family do and learn and introduce them to Christ? Yeah, sometimes you're going to drift away. But the Bible says if we train up a child in the way he should go, when he gets old, he will not depart from it. So here's my point. Joseph didn't destroy. He kept the faith. He said, I'm not going to do this evil and wicked thing before God. I'm not going to do it. And he ran away. Sometimes you got to flee from evil. Sometimes you got to run this race. You got to run away. You got, not that you're a coward, but Joseph never knew that he would be in charge of all of Egypt, second in command. Just because he said that he saw the dream, but God spoke into his life just like he did Job. He said, have you considered my servant Job? He's an upright man that shuns evil. There ain't nothing the devil could do with that. I don't care what you do. Just take the hedge away from me. I will. But I've already spoke to in his life. Because Joseph had, God had already spoken in his life. Your brothers and them were going to bow down to you. See, he was young. He got excited about it. But sometimes you got to watch people. They are haters. They'll spit venom on you. They'll plot to kill you. They want to take you out because they can't see. What they should have did is rejoice that you got a promotion. They should have rejoiced because you got a nice car. You should have rejoiced because now you got a beautiful family. They should but they haters. The Bible said they hated him even the more. They despised this young man. And that was their brother. And so I'm here to tell you, you meant it for evil, but God meant it for good. That's what you got to understand. In this life, I got to repeat it one more. If you stay faithful, if you love God, and you show him, and that you said, Lord, trouble is all around me. And the Bible said that they're evil. It's crouching at your door. It desires to have you, man, but you must master it. How can I master evil? God said, I said you can do it. Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
If you be faithful, then I'll make a way for you out of no way. So I'm here to tell you today, my brother, I'm so glad that, yeah, you meant a minute for evil, but God meant it for good. Yeah, you might have tried to take me out, but God going to take me to the next level of excellence. You might have meant to kill me and destroy my life, but God said, no, I put a hedge of protection around it. I've spoken to my servant's life. You got to be loving. You don't care if the most beautiful woman is right there, and he said, I can't do it. I'm not homosexual or anything. He said, I can't do this evil before my God. This man is placed and trusted me with all that he has except for you. And I can't do that. I can't do that to him. And now, all of a sudden, look how people, because I rejected her, all of a sudden now I'm locked up in prison. People have been gone to jail and lied on and mistreated because of something they wanted and you refused to do it. So here, my brothers and sisters, I just wanted to give you a little snippet from 37 to 50. Yeah, you might have meant it for evil, but God meant it for good. Yes, I know that sometimes, we want to reach our destination, but you got to go through the journey. You got to be willing to walk it in. And that's why we had the old song said, walk with me, Lord. Hold my hand as I go down through this tedious journey. I got to go through all this rugged life. I want to thank you that you told me to put on what? The breastplate of righteousness, the helmet of sin, because you got my back. I don't have to worry about my back. You got all of that. I'm just trying to tell you, my brother, even Paul had to realize that I just can't walk by myself. He had to have others. He told Timothy. He told all of them. He didn't even allow his disciples to go out but one. No, he told them go two by two. That way you got somebody with you. And see, we have to be taught. We have to sometimes, Brother D, has to pull me to the side. Brother Tim. No, that's not behavior of a Christian. You need to back down a little bit, Tim, you know, and that's what I'm trying to tell you, my brother.
It don't matter about
you having things. Sure. God just don't want the things to have you. And if you walk with him and you talk with him, he'll bring you through. I know you got to be faithful. I know it to be a fact. I know I'll put my life on the line because you know what? The word of God just said it, that they hated him so badly, and God had already spoken into his life. You meant it for evil, but God meant it for good. So that's what I had for today, Brother D. You got to walk with him now. You got to talk. You got to be faithful. You can't do this. It's a spiritual walk. You can't do it with a carnal mind. Well, I see the Bible. It's just some words here. It's just a book. No, it's not just a book. But if you get saved, if you got questions, and I don't know, that don't sound right. But if you get questions, God will answer them for you. There's no way.
Yes, he will. Yes,
there's no way God can save you and tell you, well, you don't need to know me. Well, I'm going to tell you right now, the Bible says God is love. And the Bible says in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word
was
God. So what I'm trying to tell you, this Bible is the hymn book, capital H, it's all about him.
Yes, sir.
I am that I am. So you got to realize, my brother and sister, whole lot of people out there smile in your face. The old J's used to say they got a backstabbers. They'll take you out, man.
Yes, but if you got God,
you got that hedge of protection around you. You got angels encamped around those who love me. He said, it don't matter. They meant it for evil, but I meant it for good.
God meant
God
it
God going to win all the time. Back to you, Brother D, Sister Mayor. Let me get out.
Come on, T. In the name of Jesus.
Praise the word. What an awesome word, Brother Tim. And you know what you were saying is really something. It happens in our life today. We think we're doing the right thing, and Satan is right there waiting to destroy us. We go through all kind of problems with people because of one person that talked about you because they didn't like you, or you wouldn't bow down to them and do what they wanted you to do. So it's a blessing because through all the the message that you gave, you showed that Joseph stayed true to God. See, and that's what's important. You got to stay true to God. You can't give up. I don't care what you're going through. Look at Joseph. He was put in jail twice, and God delivered him both times. Sometimes we got to go through the hardship to the blessing. See, in Joseph's case, he had to go through this hardship to be a blessing for the ones that mistreated him, his brother, as well as his father whom he loved. He had to go through that. But he never lost his faith. Lost sight of the master. He never lost sight. And see, when we don't lose sight of God, then we can make it through. But when we give up and say, God ain't going to do it, God just not going to make it, I'm just going to go through this, and we give up. And then we suffer more because we take it out of God's hand. We can't wait on God. We take it out of his hand, and we try to do it ourselves. And every time we do that, we set ourselves back. Glory be to God. Then we got to repent to get back. So, awesome message. I enjoyed everything. Back to you, Brother D.
Amen. I truly have enjoyed the word again today. Can you all hear me out there? I've truly enjoyed the word again today. Brother Tim, I say all the time, it doesn't have to go an hour. The word, you know, the shortest verse in the Bible, Jesus wept. Has so much power. So it ought to go an hour. But, you know, I like to tell my sisters and brothers all the time, when you being fed the word of God, it should be something that you keep for a dessert. You know, you ate good. That should be something you should keep for dessert. And Brother Tim drove it home to you all several times.
Yes, he did.
And it goes just like this. But as for you, ye thought evil against me. But God meant it for good.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. But as for you, ye thought evil against me. But God meant it
for
good. And to bring it to pass as it is this day to save much people. See, you had nothing but ill feelings for me. Everything you wanted to do was totally against me. He said, but God.
But God.
And you know something, brother. If you got your hand in God's hand, you don't have to fret. Somebody said, I don't worry, I don't fret. See, you don't have to worry about those things.
Right now.
You're keeping your hand in God's hand. I'm going to give it to you one more time. I got something for you.
That's
he says, but as for you, ye thought evil against me.
Yes,
but God.
All right, man.
All your evil thoughts, but God.
But God.
And then he dropped down a little bit. He said, now therefore fear ye not.
Don't be afraid.
And your little ones, and be comfort them. Be kindly unto them, even though you meant it bad. You didn't mean me no good.
Yeah.
But God.
Yeah.
You didn't mean me no good. He said, but God. In the name of Jesus. See, what brought Tim trying to tell you today, sister and brother, when you got God on your side, you can't. You all heard me say this a million times. I said, I go into the ring and fight a young Mike Tyson. Well, I know the fight is fixed. When you got God on your side, you already won. The fight is fixed. It's a fixed fight.
All right.
Old people just said, you can't lose with the stuff you use. But God.
All right, man.
He said, but God. That's all you need.
But God.
But God. When you got God, you already won.
You all
lift both hands right now and just tell God thank you for what he already done in your life.
Yeah.
No, you should be telling God right now. You should be telling God, Father, continue to bless the servants as they continue to give us your word. Oh, John, eat it. This is my second dinner today, and I have truly enjoyed myself again. I'm going to say again, this is my second dinner for today. And I've truly enjoyed every word. Amen.
Brother,
sister, brother. Come on, brother. Come
brother,
on, brother.
One more thing. I just want to say that when you said that, the Bible says, Job said, I found out that God's word is more nutritional to me than my daily bread. Even
yes,
Jesus said, man does not live by bread alone, but every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. See, that's why your arms are too short to box with him. You can't box with God. You're too short. The fight already fixed, D. Let me get out of the way.
It's already
fixed.
It's a fixed fight.
Yes, sir.
Bertil said it best.
You already win,
buddy. Your arms too short to box with God. You should get on board. You know, you should get on board. You know, when we was kids, when you found every one of us had one in school, you had that bully that you just feel like you couldn't whoop him. So you tried to make him your friend so you didn't have to come into confrontation with him. That you got on board. That's what I'm trying to tell you. You jumped on board. You should jump on board with, in the name of Jesus, you should jump on board with while you got a chance. Oh, thank God for Jesus.
Amen.
I thank God. I thank God. I thank God. I say again, this is my second dinner of the day. I truly was blessed this morning with the word coming from the book of Matthew. We like to call them the Beatitudes. And now I'm blessed again today coming from the book of Genesis. And that just goes to show you that if Jesus is concealed, he's concealed in the old and revealed in the new. That's all Brother just gave you. He's concealed in the old, but he's revealed himself to you in the new. And you got a chance to get on board right now. Amen. We have truly enjoyed ourselves today. And I tell you all the time, we don't want to stay too long. Well, you all be glad to see us come and then glad to see us leave. But we have truly enjoyed ourselves. And I got news for you. I got some good news for you. Before I turn this thing back over to Bro Dog, I got some good news for you. Look at here. If it's the Lord's will and you can come out in fellowship tomorrow night with us at the same appointed time, I can guarantee Mo told you, if it's God's will, we will be right here to give you some more of what thus said the Lord.
Amen.
We have a service called an hour of reflection. If you're hurting, if you feel that you've been mistreated, if you're going through some things, I got a brother. That's one of our brothers on the morning show. He's going through a death in his family right now, and it's not easy. But you can come tomorrow night. And I tell you all the time, I'll make you the same promise that I do every week. We won't tell but one person about your problems. Oh, we got to tell. We can't keep it to ourselves, so we got to tell somebody. But I can promise you we won't tell but one person. And the Bible says he's a spirit, and we must worship him in spirit and in truth. So what we're going to do, we're going to take your troubles, and we're going to pray about it to the man of God. Oh, thank you, Jesus. We're going to pray about it to what does the Lord, Jesus the Christ. We're going to pray about whatever trouble you may have, whatever is bothering you, whatever situation you may find yourself in. We're going to pray that thing out according to what the Bible told man. We said we should always pray and not faint. So we're going to pray for you, whatever may be ailing you, whatever is hurting you. You can tune in tomorrow. And if you can't wait till tomorrow evening, you can do like Brother D do. You can get on board tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock on our service called God's Plan. You can get on board. We have two young men over there that love to feed you the Word of God. And I have found in my little time on this earth, there's one thing I've found is that I cannot eat enough of God's Word. I just like to gouge myself on God's word. Amen? Amen. Amen. At this time, we're going to get out of here and turn this thing back over to Brother Dog, because I'll be here all day telling you about a man called Jesus. Brother Dog, back to you, my brother.
I know I've been changed. You know the angel in heaven done signed my name. Come on and help me tonight, church.
I've been changed.
You know that I
Good music. Yes, sir. We know we've been chained. That brother Tim House that knocked the house down, not coming in. He come in the front door, went out the back door, jumped out the window, stood on the porch, and came back in the front door again. So, Brother Tim, we appreciate that. Brother D so eloquently introduced him and so eloquently closed it. But we always like to close it with a prayer. And we know this Brother D show, but he didn't turn it over to me. So it's my little bit of spiffy, and he gave me some extra time on here because he finished up real quick. So with that being said, we're going to let Sister Mary go ahead and close us out. Let us know what she got going on tomorrow, even though Brother D done went over it. Very good. We're going to let Sister Mary come on in here and tell us what she got going tomorrow and close us out here. Brother D, Brother Tim, outstanding job, fellas. Outstanding job, guys. Outstanding.
Amen.
Sister Mary.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I just want to reiterate that on tomorrow night, same time, same channel, a time for reflection. And as I tell you each week, God has a word for you. If you have any questions, if you have any problems, if you have a testimony, whatsoever it is that God put on your heart and you want to share it, by all means, we will give you that time to share it. If you just want to get on the program and just say, praise the Lord, that's a blessing all by itself. So be with us again on tomorrow night, same time, same channel. Father God, at this time, Lord, we thank you once again, Father, for the message that came forth from Brother Tim, God. Father God, we thank you for anointing that message tonight, God. Father God, we thank you for each and every one that came out to hear the word. Father God, we thank you, Lord, for this program on this Tuesday night. Glory be to God. Hour of the time, the gospel hour with Brother D. We just thank God because we always trying to find a way, Father God, to get your word out to somebody. Father God, and we ask you to just bless the sick and shut in. Father God, bless your people all over the world. Father God, look upon the bereaved family, Father God. Father God, bless them, Father God, that they'll be able to make it through this trying time. Father God, give them that peace that they need, Father God. Father God, the peace that they don't even understand themselves. Help them to understand, Father God, that we're only on this earth for a short time. Father God, help them to understand that our goal, Lord, is to be with you. Father God, and we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Father God, again, we thank you for Brother Dog and the time that he takes to allow us to get your message out to the people. Father God, and we thank you for the ones that's on, Father God, that so graciously listen and come every week. Father God, and we just ask you to continue to bless brother and sister Fan, Sister Emily. Glory be to God, Father God, to bless them, Father God. All that they're going through, Sister Gina, Father God, bless your people all over the world, for we know you're able, Father God. Father God, and we ask you to bring love, bring peace among men. Father God, and we thank you. We will forever praise your holy name. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and thank God. Back to you, Brother Dog.
This Brother D song, and I listen to this song, but this Brother D song, if I don't understand it, I might call him back in here to tell me something about it.
Said if I don't make it in. Said if I don't make it in, it ain't no.
Brother D. Tell me about it, Brother D. What do you mean by that? Nobody fault but mine, Brother D. Talk to me, Brother.
Amen. The young man said, "Is you know, if you keep playing it, Brother Dog, you'll see where he says, I have a Bible in my home. But if I fail to read it, and my soul be lost, see, it's nobody's fault but mine." What the songwriter, the only thing the songwriter's trying to tell you is that you going to stand. I don't care how much I love Brother Dog. I don't care how much I pray for Brother Dog. He's got to stand judgment for himself. I'm going to be on the other side. I'm going to be on the other side begging Jesus. Jesus, he's my friend. As a matter of fact, he was better than a friend. He was like a brother to me. Lord, please let him in. If you don't get your soul right on this side, he's going to tell you to depart from me on that side.
Come
in
on.
In the name of Jesus.
All right,
that's what I'm going to say. It's nobody's fault but mine. The Bible said before this thing that we know, as life on this earth here, before it fade away, as I paraphrase the thing for you, he said, my word must go throughout all the nations. In other words, the Japanese ain't going to be able to say, I ain't understand it. The Koreans ain't going to be able to say, I understand. We didn't get it over here. Philadelphia, Detroit. See, he's everywhere, every place, and he do it at the same time.
Every language.
So you not, it shows services like this here. Service just like this here.
Okay,
that's why man not going to be able to say they didn't get
all
it,
right,
because God has made a way for you. Amen.
Talk to
nobody
me. Amen. Talk to me, Brother Tim. Talk to me, Brother
nobody
Tim. Well,
fault,
tell me about that. Nobody fault, Tim. Brother Tim. Brother Tim,
yeah.
Talk to me.
Nobody
talk to me, Tim.
But man.
But dear.
What big house there?
I'm in the store.
Talk to me.
I can't hear right now.
Okay, well, then, Brother Tim, I got it. So, no problem. Like I said, I'm going to play some of this in a song. And Sister Mary, we'll see you tomorrow. But right here, this is my song.
I'm going to leave you.
Yes.
In the hands of the Lord.
Come on.
Hands of the Lord. Said I got to leave you.
Come on.
I got to leave you in the hands.
Oh, yeah.
Hands of the Lord. I wonder what you mind if I sing just one verse.
Go ahead, sing another. Say it. Sister Mary. I was gonna wait till tomorrow, but I need you to say a small prayer for me. I've been messing up lately. I've been backsliding too fast, Sister Mary. I need to slow down. I've been backsliding, Sister Mary. So I need you to say a small prayer for me, cause I've been messing up. I've been messing up lately, Sister Mary. I need some help. Talk to me.
And yes, prayer for you, Brother Dog, but I also want to tell you, you got to repent of your sins, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Father God, in the name of your son, Jesus, Father God, Brother Dog, I lift him up to you, Father God. He's admitting his wrongdoing. Father God, you said when we ask for forgiveness, Lord, you take our sins and you throw them in the sea of forgiveness. Father God, and we ask you to bless him right now, God. Father God, he's been on the right track. Now, Father God, I know you can keep him on the right track. Father God, strengthen him, Father God. Keep your loving, protective arms around him, Father God. Take control over his body, over his mind, Father God. Father God, let him know you're right there. Father God, bless him that when you speak, Father God, he hears you, Father God. Father God, we know you're able. Father God, we ask you to seal him in your love, Father God. Father God, we ask you to save him, sanctify him, fill him with your precious Holy Ghost, and keep him running for you, dear God. Father God, we know you're able, Father God, and we thank you. Father God, and we give you all the praise in Jesus' name, I pray. Amen, and thank God.
Thank you, and I'm going to try to do better. I'm going to try to do better, but I know I've been sliding. I've been sliding. I've been sliding.
You can do better. You can do better.
God is going to make a way for you. I better leave that thing alone.
That song, now don't y'all forget that, like I said, God did it. That, like the song said, God did it. Everything you do, God did it. You ain't did nothing for yourself. God did it. Now I wonder, I met Brother Deacon and Sister Mary and Brother Tim Paula wondering why the dog play that first song in the beginning about Big Raw, about please don't judge me. Well, Brother Tim came in there and almost preached on the same thing about people judging people and everything, but please don't judge me. I mean, you know, God ain't through with me yet. Please do not judge me. God
Amen.
Is not through with me yet. All right, with that
Amen.
Being said, Sister Mary, you know, you can, we appreciate you. We'll see you tomorrow, so go ahead and get you some rest and be ready for tomorrow to bring some more of that food Brother D was talking about. I think he's trying to get some more of that macaroni and cheese or that cornbread dressing or a Salisbury steak or pork chops. I don't know what he's trying to eat over there, but he's trying to get some more of that food there. You know, he said he never gets tired of eating that food, so bring it on in there. We got 66. We got 66. We got 66 menus, 66 portions that we can go from. 66 of them. So we bring them. We gonna feed him. So with that being said, so man, we appreciate you. Go ahead and hang up so we can transform on over to the other side of the mountain here and see what these guys doing over here right quick. Appreciate you, God.
Amen. Y'all have a blessed evening. Good night.
Thanks, Tim.
All right. Yeah, okay. All right, Brother D, like I said, you get full of, you got 66 courses that feed from. After them 66 courses, I believe you get full sooner or later.
You should get full, brother. You should find something you like out of 66 different courses on the menu.
Yeah,
you
got 66 of them to pick from now.
That's it.
All right, my brother. Yes, sir.
Thank
you. You're going to have me over here preaching out the wild. You're going to have me over here preaching out the wild, baby.
In the name right, of
brother.
Jesus. Thank you. All right,
appreciate
my brother.
You, my brother. Appreciate you.
Thank
all right. All right, fellas. Old Brother Tim brought us, if y'all was on there listening, he brought a pretty good old sermon there now. Like I said, I know some of y'all want to hear it and some of y'all don't want to hear it, but y'all better start listening. So, all right, we got that done, and we finna transition on over to the next episode of whatever. Anybody got something they want to put out, anything they want to bring up, any announcements, of course, the floor is open. I don't care what you bring up. I don't care how you bring it up. I mean, when it's your time, it's your time. I don't put no restrictions on you. I might not like some of the stuff you bring up, but what it is, it is. So at this time, we are wide open. We got 89 people on as of right now. So that means we still got lines open, so you don't have to call nobody to get on. If you you get on your own line. Oh, and I still, some people were telling me about that they was charging them a penny a minute or something like that, which don't seem much, but if you stay on there long enough, them pennies add up. That is not me getting no money. That is not me. That's Blog Talk Radio. It ain't even Blog Talk Radio. It's T-Mobile. T-Mobile getting that money. So it's your telephone service. So if you got a problem with them trying to charge you, it's not the Blog Talk. It's not Willie Dog. It's T-Mobile normally. You probably got T-Mobile service is the one charging you. I don't get a quarter from this show. All I do is I'm just like the graveyard. All I do is take in. Hold on, I got that backwards. All I do is give out. The graveyard take in. Don't worry about it. I'll get it right in a minute. I'm trying to just talk and try to be nice because I told y'all I've been backsliding lately. I've been cussing more than I had stopped cussing for a minute. Y'all made me go back to my old self, but I ain't going to do it. No, so, again, I'm going to announce again. If anybody got anything they want to put out, any upcoming events they want to put out, that's a hint. That's a hint, wheelchair. That's a hint, wheelchair. That's a hint, wheelchair. Kid done got in the habit of coming on here late and everything, making like he got something else to do, but ain't no problem. We still going to go on along with it. Wheelchair, is wheelchair asleep? I know he probably got something he want to announce. You know, y'all made him mad, and he stopped doing announcements for everybody, but he got his own announcement to make. Let me see if he's asleep over here. Wheelchair, you're asleep, or you didn't know how to do one, but if you sleep, I ain't going to bother you now. Chair, you out there, wheelchair? You got anything you want to say, my brother? All right. Going once, going twice. Good to go. All right, we thank y'all for listening to the service today. We appreciate everybody tuning in and listening to the service today. Thank y'all.